Text 7. You will hear an extract of a documentary about an unusual horse.
Before you listen to text 7, read questions 18 to 20 now. Listen to text 7 and answer questions 18 to 20.
Have you ever wondered why some people breed horses? Ever since we first domesticated horses over 6,000 years ago, people have been selectively breeding them to suit whatever they want the horse to do. Fast forward to today, and there are literally hundreds of different horse breeds around the world that have a million and one different uses. I bet not many of you have heard of an unusual breed called the Bashkir Curly. It is not the oldest or rarest breed around, but it is special because its coat is used to make sweaters for people who are allergic to wool. Every summer, the horse will lose its curly coat along with its mane and sometimes its tail. It grows a straight coat after that, but don't worry, because the curls return in the winter. It is a strong horse that can survive extreme winters.
Question 18. What does the documentary tell us about the Bashkir Curly horse? Question 19. What happens to the horse every summer? Question 20. Why do people breed the Bashkir Curly horse? Listen to text 7 again.
Have you ever wondered why some people breed horses? Ever since we first domesticated horses over 6,000 years ago, people have been selectively breeding them to suit whatever they want the horse to do. Fast forward to today, and there are literally hundreds of different horse breeds around the world that have a million and one different uses. I bet not many of you have heard of an unusual breed called the Bashkir Curly. It is not the oldest or rarest breed around, but it is special because its coat is used to make sweaters for people who are allergic to wool. Every summer, the horse will lose its curly coat along with its mane and sometimes its tail. It grows a straight coat after that, but don't worry, because the curls return in the winter. It is a strong horse that can survive extreme winters.